Now, the vision, Buddhism's vision, of the nature of existence can also be communicated, as I've suggested, in terms of concepts. Though perhaps less vividly in terms of concepts than in terms of images. And traditionally, perfect vision is explained in terms of seeing and understanding the truth of certain doctrinal categories. And just for the sake of completeness, at least, I'm going to run quickly through some of these. We should be careful to remember, though, that here we are not concerned with merely theoretical understanding. We're trying to get a glimpse of truth with the help of these doctrinal categories, trying to achieve some kind of vision of the nature of existence. First of all, one of the most important doctrinal categories, a vision of the Four Noble Truths themselves. Right vision is usually explained in the doctrinal manuals as a vision of, or understanding of, if you like, the Four Noble Truths. And these truths are, as many of you know, the truth of suffering, or unsatisfactoriness, or disharmony, which we see all around us and also within ourselves. The truth of the cause of that suffering, or unsatisfactoriness, or disharmony, which is selfish craving, thirst, in ourselves as well as in others. The truth of the cessation of suffering, the total eradication and abolition of suffering, which is synonymous with the state of nirvana or enlightenment or Buddhahood. And finally, the way to the cessation of suffering, which is this same Noble Eightfold Path, which we are now studying. Now, it's interesting to note that the first and the second truths, that is to say, the truth of suffering and the cause of suffering, correspond to the image of the wheel of life. The wheel of life. This represents, as it were, pictorially, in the terms of an image, what the doctrine or the teaching of the Four Noble Truths represents in terms of suffering and the cause of suffering. Suffering is the effect, craving or thirst is the cause. So there's a cause-effect, action and reaction relationship. In other words, the cyclic pattern of action and reaction, which in fact the wheel of life represents. The third truth of the cessation of suffering, or nirvana, corresponds to the image of the Buddha, or the mandala of Buddhas. And the fourth truth, the truth of the Noble Eightfold Path, of course, corresponds to the image of the path of the spiral itself. So we therefore see that our Four Noble Truths present conceptually what our three images presented in terms of images. But it's the same vision. The same vision of the nature, in this case, of conditioned and unconditioned existence and the path between. Presented on the one hand in terms of three images, on the other hand conceptually in terms of the Four Noble Truths, but the same vision.